Many years ago, I attended a house dedication. It was a special time among friends and church family to dedicate a person's house to the Lord. I was not in charge of this. I was simply invited. And while I was there, I noticed all kinds of strange, charismatic, unbiblical overtones. Things like claiming the territory for Jesus, anointing the doors and the windows with oil, and a strong declaration that somehow because of that anointing oil, Satan nor his forces would be able to enter, and more. I don't think this was done right, as there were a number of untrue realities and proclamations taking place, but I do think that the premise was a good one, namely, dedication. And more specifically, dedication to the Lord. No doubt the people's hearts were in the right place. They just lacked knowledge regarding how something like this should be done. Years later, I had the opportunity to take the lead in a house dedication, and I believe the Lord was honored. No unbiblical claims, no hyper-spiritualization of the process. We just prayed, committed the house to the Lord, recognizing that all we have is His, and we asked that He would use the home for His glory and that He would care for His children who lived there. It was a sweet and memorable time in which Christ was exalted and God-honoring commitments were made, and He was made much of in the lives of His people. Today, this sort of thing is fairly rare, but in ancient Israelite culture, dedication was a big deal, often involving a ceremonial process. Whether it's new believers, houses, church buildings, children, marriages, or anything else for that matter, dedication is an act of intentionality and an act of worship for the glory of God. And so what makes today, family, such a special occasion? Family is a blessing. Children are a blessing. And we're going to get to hear more of that from the Lord in just a few moments. But one of the things that makes today so special is that we get to dedicate Manuel and Noelia's son, Agustin, to the Lord. That is, yes, yes, amen, amen. That is, we are all going to participate. So this is not just a couple of people. We are all going to participate in the first baby dedication that this church has experienced in over 7 years, and it's going to be a joyous occasion. But before we get to that, as I sought the Lord on it this week, I believe He made it clear to me that I was to do some teaching here on this. While baby dedications may be relatively common where we came from, even still, if we asked 10 different people their perspective on all of this and what it's about, we'll probably get 10 different answers. Confusion pervades. Misunderstandings abound, so much so that great divisions arise over this. So it seems to me that to rush through this at the beginning of service and hurry to get to Romans and not teach about baby dedication would be a missed opportunity. So today I believe the Lord wants to talk to us about baby dedication, what it is, what it isn't, why we do it, and then look at some ways that we can apply this concept of dedication into our own lives. And then end our time by engaging in this very practically. So we're not just going to teach about it. We're going to do it as well, very practically, with Manuel and Noelia. So this is a happy occasion. This is a celebration. And even in the midst of this time, I believe the Lord has something for each one of us. So let's dive in. Let's start with a very simple and straightforward question. What is baby dedication? If you'd like to take notes, I'm going to give you four answers, and that's the first question at the top of your handout. Number one, what is it? Number one, it's a public commitment or promise. What is baby dedication? It's a public commitment or promise. Similar to how Jesus' parents took him to the temple to dedicate him in Luke chapter 2, we too bring our children to dedicate them to the Lord. We commit as parents to pray for them across their whole lives that they would know the Lord and be fully committed to Him. We ask the Lord to reveal Himself to them and fulfill all the purposes that He has placed on their life. Again, as parents, we commit to live lives of submission to the Lord, and we commit to speak life and peace and purpose and joy in Christ, joy in the Lord over their lives. Speaking it doesn't make it happen, but it does position their hearts and ours. So for the parents, a baby dedication is a public statement that they will train their children in the Christian faith and seek to instill that faith in them to the best of their ability. Now, no parent is perfect, and no parent has limitless energy with which to give it their all 100% of the time. We're not making unrealistic promises or dangerous vows before the Lord that we cannot keep. Rather, we are committing that as we are able, and as far as the grace of the Lord allows, we will raise them in the Lord. Proverbs 22, verse 6 says this. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. The Hebrew word that's translated train right there is more literally rendered dedicate. Without a lengthy breakdown of this text, the verse essentially says this. Dedicate a child to the way of the Lord, and he will stay on that path. Now, it's not a promise that every child raised in the ways of the Lord won't become wayward. Rather, like all of the Proverbs, it's a general rule of thumb that often proves true. So this concept of dedicating a child and their way of life to the Lord, it certainly includes this special time today of the more ceremonial aspect of it, where we dedicate them and pray over them. It certainly includes that, but it's more focused on everything that follows today. Namely, a life of intentional, sustained, God-dependent shepherding of our children's hearts as they grow into adulthood. And this is not a passive calling, but it is an active one, and it is a difficult one. Proverbs is full of wisdom that teaches us this. A child left unto themselves will go wayward. That is, like everyone else, their bend, this little baby's bend right now is away from God, not toward God. And so then it's the parents' jobs to direct them toward God and godliness to the best of their ability. But a baby dedication isn't just about a promise or a commitment on behalf of the parents. It's also about a promise and a commitment from the congregation. It's a time where we as a church affirm that we will seek to encourage and support the parents in this endeavor. In a very real sense, it's all of their brothers and sisters in this room, all their brothers and sisters in Christ saying something along these lines. If you ever need help, and all the more in this new stage, this new challenging season of life, we're here for you. You're not alone. There are men and women with experience and wisdom to share. There are sisters who will bring a meal. There are brothers who will protect and assist in very practical and very laborious ways. And there are grandparents galore who will love and bless and encourage and pray for you. What a blessing that is. Baby dedication is not one-sided, only involving the parents of the child, but it involves all of us to the glory of God. Amen. Number two, what is it? Number two, it is an entrusting to the Lord. It is an entrusting to the Lord. With number one, we're committing to doing our part and embracing the difficult yet rewarding call of parenting on our lives. But with this point, we are trusting God with how He does His part, and we are trusting His plan for them. The best parents in the world can't save their child's soul, and neither can a child save their own soul. This is all about the Lord. And so we do all that we can, and then we entrust the results to Him. That is, we commit the process to Him, and we trust Him with the outcome, whatever that may be. Psalm 24, verse 1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein." In a very practical way, entrusting our children to the Lord means recognizing and even rejoicing in the fact that they are most ultimately His, not ours. Children are a blessing, a heritage, and a reward from God. And with parents, He entrusts this child to us, or these children to us, for a time to raise them as He desires. And so just as He physically entrusts them to us for a time, we too spiritually entrust them to Him, and we ask Him to do in their lives that which only He can do. Amen? Amen. Number three, what is baby dedication? It is a celebration. Number three, it's a celebration. This is a happy time. Every good gift comes from above. James 1:17, and children are indeed a gift. They're not without their challenges, and they don't come apart from difficulties and heartbreak and tears. Nevertheless, to behold a newborn baby and train or dedicate them into adulthood is a joy. Furthermore, the simple fact that parents want to engage in something like this is praiseworthy. And it's worthy of celebration. Manuel and Noelia came to me, not the other way around. I did not tell them to do this, even though I feel strongly that they should. But rather, they came to me because the Lord has placed this desire on their heart. They really do want to do all the things that we've been talking about this morning and more that we're going to continue talking about. And only God can generate that within them. And so today is not about duty, it is about delight. They delight in this massive call on their life, and we delight in their delight to the glory of God. Amen. And from my perspective, we as a people, and all the more as Christians, should celebrate more. I don't mean spend lots of money or go on extravagant vacations. I mean gather with brothers and sisters and celebrate. We should be the happiest people on the planet because we have and know Christ. And so today is a celebration. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, lastly on this question, number four, what is it? It is a family milestone. Baby dedication is a family milestone. And you could certainly include a church family milestone as well. A baby dedication reminds the church of its calling to be an extended family. We aren't just a gathering of lots of individual families. We are a church family. This is God's desire in general, but it's also a unique desire, focus, and vision that He has given us here at BBF. One of the things that we really strive for is to live and function and act like a family. In Mark chapter 10, verses 29 to 30, Jesus says this. He says, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands. There's no one who's done that for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life." The point, there's many points, but the point we're going to focus on is that when we come to faith in Christ, we aren't just saved. We're adopted and placed into the family of God. And this happens on both a macro and a micro scale. That is, every believer becomes part of the global family of God. It spans across all generations, all time. But also, God has brought all of us together in this room at this time to be a unique local body and a family of believers. There's something really special here. And we want to live this out. That is, we want to care for one another, support one another, stay in close contact with one another. We want to serve one another, hug one another, love on one another. We want to weep with one another. We want to rejoice with one another. In Christ, in a very real sense, family, in Christ, what happens to one of us affects all of us because we are one body. And therefore, it is right for us to grieve with our grieving church family members, and it is right for us to rejoice in their rejoicing. And today is a cause for rejoicing. Amen. So that's a fairly rough overview as to what baby dedication is, and also just more generally what dedication is. Certainly beyond a baby dedication, this applies to all of us. We are all called to live lives that are dedicated to the Lord. And much of what we've already talked about is what this looks like. But now, let's address briefly what baby dedication is not. Because this is where confusion abounds. And y'all know me, I'm a teacher at heart who desires clarity, not misunderstanding. So here are three answers. Number one, it's not infant baptism. Baby dedication is not infant baptism. That's probably the biggest confusion that people get hung up on. As we covered extensively from Romans chapter 6 last year, baptism is for believers after a credible profession of faith, not babies. Therefore, we wait until the child is able to articulate their own faith in Christ before we consider engaging in baptism. Baby dedication, however, is something very different. It's similar to what we see in Matthew 19, verses 13 to 15, where parents were bringing their children to Jesus so that he would lay hands on them, pray for them, and bless them. So this is not baptism. This is not identifying them with Christ. Parents are simply making commitments to raise their child in the Lord, and the congregation is making a commitment to support them in this endeavor. Number two on what baby dedication is not. It is not salvational or even advantageous. And we could, you might add, or even advantageous for salvation. It is not salvational, and it doesn't even help with salvation. It's not even advantageous. Now, certainly one might think that having good Christian parents would be advantageous, but the truth is there's a sense in which it is and a sense in which it isn't advantageous. Paul clearly tells us that the Jews had an advantage, namely the advantage of having the law and the prophets and the temple worship and so on. That's Romans 3, verses 1 and 2. And that's a thought he picks back up in Romans 10. And yet, just a few verses later in Romans chapter 3, verse 9, he says this. He says, what then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all. For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin. Now, I'm not going to reteach all that. But the point here is that baby dedication does not save and it does not contribute in any way whatsoever to salvation. Furthermore, baby dedication does not predispose this child to becoming more likely to be saved than anyone else. Or to put it this way, neither good parents nor bad parents contribute anything to make a child more or less likely to be numbered among the elect. God alone determines this, chooses his people, and saves them in his own perfect timing. Nevertheless, we see throughout Scripture that God is pleased at times to save entire families and entire households. And so it is our desire as parents and as a church family to teach our children about the Lord, to raise them in his ways, to share the gospel with them over and over again, to pray with and for them, And then at the end of the day, entrust them to the Lord. So the bottom line here is that baby dedication is not a work that saves or even makes them more likely to be saved. Rather, we are intentionally positioning them in the grace of God and then asking God to do that which only He can, such that even though we do all that we can to raise them in the faith, we realize and even highlight our complete and utter dependence on Christ in parenting and raising children who grow to love the Lord and fear Him. Amen. Is everybody with me? Lastly on this question, and it's especially relevant in light of number two that we just covered. Because if you're, well, we're going to get there. But you might be hearing me say these things and then thinking, why does this really matter? God's going to do it anyway. Number three, it is not a passive surrender to the sovereignty of God. Number three. It is not, baby dedication and the whole concept of dedicating them to the Lord is not a passive surrender to the sovereignty of God. Anytime you talk about an all-sovereign God, God who alone elects and chooses His people, brings about His purposes, doesn't need you, anytime you talk about a God like that, people are prone to conclude things like this. Well, I guess there's no point in fill in the blank. Preaching, prayer, evangelism, raising a child up, and all of the hard work that goes into training them in the way that they should go, and so on. People are prone to think that way. And what that does is reveal that they fundamentally do not understand sovereign providence. Because while, yes, our God is all sovereign and all providential, part of His providential plan includes us. Literally, every thought, word, or deed that we will ever engage in. It includes all of that. It has been planned. See the episode, podcast episode coming out tomorrow. And so it's very likely that one of the means that God will use in bringing a child to faith is their faithful parents and church family doing all that we've talked about this morning. Now, does God need this? If someone has terrible, abusive, unbelieving parents, is He somehow unable to save that person? Of course not. He can save anyone He wishes at any time, and that's precisely what He does. But just as He desires to regenerate a person through the sharing of the gospel, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of Christ, so too He may be pleased to save a child through the faithful, obedient, Christ-exalting, God-dependent efforts of their parents and church family to lead them to Him. Does this make sense? So the final question then for today is this. Why do we do this? We've covered what it is, what it isn't. Now, why do we do it? I'll give you four reasons, and I am certain there are more if we were to think deeply on this. Here's four reasons. Number one, why do we do this? To honor God. First and foremost, to honor God. Very straightforward. Our desire is to honor God and please Him in all that we do, and the posture and the commitments that are being made this morning make much of Him. He's the only one who can enable any of this within a person, or any of us to engage in this well, or any of us to even want to do this in the first place. This is all Him, whether it's we're talking about the parents or whether we're talking about the whole church family. And even more, the whole aim of this baby dedication and the trajectory of dedicating them, training them up, the whole aim of this is Him. In other words, baby dedication is all about living in a way that is glorifying to God and leads the children to Him. Number two, why do we do this? We do this to intentionally focus ourselves on Godward parenting and the overwhelming importance of it. Number two, to intentionally focus ourselves on Godward parenting and the overwhelming importance of it. Few things have been attacked more in recent decades than the family. The breakdown of the God-ordained nuclear family is responsible for so much of the decadence, degeneration, and depravity that we see in the world. And part of the solution is Christ-exalting, spirit-dependent, Godward parenting. And this is no small thing. The call to shepherd the hearts and the lives of children is a massive commitment and a high calling. It requires energy and effort and intentionality. And if we don't plan for it and actively seek it, it won't happen. That is, healthy, happy, Godward parenting and shepherding does not happen by osmosis. Christ exalting training up, discipline, and correction does not happen automatically. It's work and it's hard. And so this special time of dedication is a time where we say yes to all of that. We recognize the challenges. We know it will be difficult. And yet together we make a commitment to be about these things for the good of our children and for the glory of God. And as a church family, we're saying, I may be retired, but God's not done with me. I have a role to play in his kingdom, and I am both open to and going to actively look for ways to support this family in this calling. In other words, this is not just a calling on their life. It's a calling on ours. All of us in this room. This message is not for one family. This message is for the whole church family. Yes. This is what church family means. It's what it looks like, and it's what God desires. Amen? Okay, number three on why we do this. Why do we do baby dedication? To demonstrate God's love for and prioritization of children. To demonstrate God's love for and his prioritization of children. And what a glorious truth this is. When the disciples were ready to push the children aside in favor of the adults, y'all remember the story, Jesus rebuked them strongly and he prioritized the children over the adults. And so much could be mined out of such a short interaction, which God chose to record for us, happening on multiple occasions, by the way. But let's at least affirm this. Jesus has an obvious affection and concern for children. Jesus has an obvious affection and concern for children. During his earthly ministry, he loved them, welcomed them, prayed for them, and we want to do the same. And baby dedication is one way that we reflect and respond to that reality. Here at BBF, and it should be this way in any church, we are for babies. We are pro-life. We love children at all stages between birth and adulthood. And we feel this most ultimately because our Heavenly Father does. Although babies and small children, and even at times bigger kids and teenagers, are disregarded by the world and our modern culture as burdensome, difficult, entitled, and more, our Heavenly Father does not feel this way at all. And regarding leading a child away from God, which would include any manner of ungodly parenting or influencing, Jesus has this terrifying thing to say in Matthew chapter 18, verse 6. He says, whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and be drowned in the depth of the sea. That's some strong and graphic language. Clearly, Jesus feels strongly about children. He made them, he loves them, he cares for them, and we do too. Amen. 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 Lastly, on this, on why we do it, number four, to practically commit support to this family. To practically commit support to this family. So, regarding this particular baby dedication today, we want to commit to pray for Agustin and promise our support to mom and dad here in the great and awesome responsibility and reality of parenting. We want to commit to help, pray for them, love on them, support them. And exactly what that support will look like from each one of us will vary, but I trust the Lord will lead each of us well. And this really is a church family effort. This is not just a Manuel and Noelia effort to train up, raise this child. This is a church family effort. Amen. So that is what baby dedication is all about. That's what it is. That's what it isn't. It's why we do it. And at this time, what I'd like to do is ask a couple of things. One, I need a wireless microphone, Tyler, and maybe, yeah, somebody can grab that. And then I'd like to ask Manuel and Noelia to come forward. And what I'm asking them to do is just to share briefly a little bit of their perspective. So we get to hear from them, not just from me. You've heard plenty from me, but now we're going to get to hear from them, a little of their perspective, their thinking, a little of their heart, a little bit of why they're doing it, why they want to do this. Because again, this was sought by them, not me, which should thrill us. Amen. So y'all can share that and Tyler can turn it on.
Buenos días, familia. Estamos súper, súper gozosos de estar esta mañana aquí con ustedes.
Good morning, family. We are super, super joyful to be here with you this morning.
Cuando Brian nos pidió que compartiéramos un testimonio, lo primero que se me vino a la mente fue la cantidad de veces que nos hemos presentado delante de Dios para dedicarle nuestras vidas y lo que hemos hecho.
When Brian first came to ask us to give a testimony, the first thing that came up to our minds was the amount of times that we have presented ourselves to the Lord to dedicate our lives and what we have already done.
La primera vez que vinimos juntos a presentarnos delante del Señor fue al principio de nuestra relación, mucho antes de casarnos. Lo hicimos también en otros momentos decisivos, como cuando llegamos a vivir aquí en Panamá.
The first time that we came together to present ourselves to the Lord was at the beginning of our relationship, much, much before we got married. And we did this also in other decisive times as when we came to live here in Panama.
Luego dedicamos a Benjamín delante de Dios. Más adelante, él se enfermó y nadie sabía lo que le pasaba. En ese momento de desesperación, nosotros estábamos rendidos delante de Dios, pues desde que Benji nació, nosotros se lo entregamos al Señor.
Then we dedicated Benjamin before God, our oldest son. And when he was three, let's say, he got sick and nobody knew what was wrong with him. And at that point of desperation, we were surrendered before God because since he was born, we gave him out to the Lord.
Hoy queremos dedicar a Agustín, presentarlo públicamente delante de nuestros amados hermanos en Cristo. Entendemos que no hay mayor paz que saber que nuestros hijos le pertenecen solo al Señor y nosotros simplemente somos instrumentos aquí en la tierra para guiarlos y enseñarles sus sendas.
Today we want to dedicate Agustín, present him publicly before our beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. We understand that there's no bigger peace than to know that our kids belong only to the Lord and we simply are instruments here on earth to guide them and teach them his ways.
Confiamos que Dios nos da sabiduría y nos guía para lograr el propósito que como padres nos ha dado.
We trust that God will give us wisdom and that he guides us to accomplish the purpose that he, as parents, has given us.
Thank you so much, family.
Amen. Well, before we get to the questions and make this official, you guys have asked that your parents would join you. So I'd like to ask that Marcos and Paula and also Bob would join us at this time. If you want, that's up to you. Oh, okay. Come on, Benji. It's okay. Okay. All right. Well, family, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to ask them a few questions, and kind of like we do at a baptism. I'm just going to ask them a few questions, and if this is how you feel and you believe this is true, if you'll just respond with yes. So four questions. Question number one, and I'll put them on the screen as well so you can read in addition to listening. Number one, do you understand the things that we've discussed today, that this is not about salvation, but is all about a commitment to Christ-exalting, Spirit-dependent, God-ward parenting? Yes. Number two, do you recognize that children are a gift from the Lord, that most ultimately Augustine belongs to him, and that God has entrusted him into your care for this time with certain desires and expectations of you? Yes. Amen. Well, then, as a result, question number three, is it now your desire to dedicate him wholly to the Lord? Yes. And number four, this is a long one. Do you commit together to the best of your imperfect ability to raise Augustine in the ways of the Lord, to teach him about Christ, and to parent him in accordance with the word of God for all of your good and for his glory, the glory of God?
Yes,
amen. Okay, well, church family, this is your time. One question for you. Do you commit to come alongside this family, to love them, to care for them, and support them in this high and glorious calling in whatever God, in whatever ways that God practically leads you?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Well, then at this time, we like to officially dedicate Augustine to the Lord. So let me have this little guy. And let's pray. Just like this. Perfect. He's so tiny. All right, family, join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, what a joy this is and what a joy children are. What an awesome family time to celebrate and to dedicate this young man. And so we just right now, we desire to dedicate him. And so in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I dedicate Augustine to you. We ask, Lord God, that you'll save him at an early age, that you'll reveal yourself to him. We ask that you'll cause him to know you and to love you and to fear you and to walk in your ways all of his life. And we ask that you'll enable the parents here to do all that you're calling them to do. Raising a child in your ways is a monumental task. And so we ask that you would pour out your grace upon them, enable them by the power of your Holy Spirit. And we ask that you would lead us as a church family well as to how we can come alongside them and how we can support them. We love you so much. And it's in your name we pray, and in your name that we dedicate Augustine to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, y'all can be seated. Well, what an awesome and precious thing this is, family. Amen. We love to see anyone, and parents especially, we love to see parents making such Christ-honoring commitments. And this whole concept, though, is by no means limited to just the parents. The concept, the greater concept of a dedication or lives Living lives that are dedicated to the Lord, this concept of dedication, is incredibly relevant to every one of us. And so as we close, I'd like us all to just take a moment here and silently pray and commune with our Heavenly Father about the reality of having and living lives that are dedicated to Him. Each one of us, if we are born-again believers, are sons and daughters who have been bought and paid for. God owns us by virtue of creation, and He owns us by virtue of spiritual adoption into His family. We are doubly owned. We are no longer slaves of sin or slaves to the law, but we are happy slaves of God in Christ, which means our life belongs to Him, not to us. And so I encourage you to just take this time now, with all heads bowed, all eyes closed, just take a moment here, and I just encourage you to just commit yourself, commit your life, or recommit yourself and your life to living for Him. Share this desire with Him. If it's real, if it's not, don't. But if it's real, if you do want to live for Him, share that with Him. And as we move forward in our day and in our walks with the Lord, let's revisit this from time to time, seeking to give Him real, practical headship, lordship, and ownership of our lives. And so let's do this now for just a moment, and then I'll close this in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the awesome privilege and opportunity to dedicate Augustine to You this morning, but even more, to dedicate ourselves to You and to Your purposes in the world. You don't desire that we go it alone. You don't desire that the responsibilities and the challenges of all that we discussed this morning rest on individual parents alone. But You desire that we function as a community and as a church family for the good of everyone involved. We thank You for that. And this church really does feel like a family. What a blessing it is to be a part of a local church with this joyful, familial feel that You both desire and design. This is all because of You, not because of us. And yet, we realize that we have a role to play if this is going to continue to be such a glorious reality in this church. And Lord, we thank You for saving us. We thank You for adopting us into Your family. We know that we belong to You, and oh, what a happy, happy belonging it is. By faith, it's now our desire to live for You. We want You to rule and reign in our lives. We want You to be honored. We want You to be the goal and the trajectory of our lives. And so we ask that by Your grace, You would continue to reveal to us exactly what You want us to do and exactly how You want us to live. This life is not ultimately about personal success, fame, wealth, or living longer. It's not about relaxation, accomplishing all of our goals, traveling the world, or looking a certain way to the world on the outside. This life is all about You, honoring You, doing life with You, and enjoying You. And so we ask that You would continue to enable us to do all three of those for our good and for Your glory. We love You. We dedicate our lives to You. And it's in Your most precious and holy name that we pray. Amen.